Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shvuos. Daf Yudalad, begin 12 lines off the top of the Amud. V'hai Asher Loi. So the phrase Asher Loi L'Hachiyu Da'asa refers to this. What are we talking about? So back to the Braisa, which we learned on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We exclude the Kohanim from the par of Kohen Gadol, the carbon that he brings, that he pays for on his own. It's meant for him. It's not meant for the Kohanim. That's what we thought. That was the Kasha. Basa said, Ashaloi, it's his. His, excluding them, they can't. So his brethren, the Kohanim, cannot tap into his karma. In contrast to the Mishnah, which says that they do get kapara from his karma. And that was the question we left off with, right? And the Braisa continued, and then, settled this issue and explained how, in fact, they will tap into it. The question is, what was the question to begin with? Asher Loi? That phrase bothered us? V'hai Asher Loi, but this phrase, this pasuk Asher Loi, is not coming to exclude the Kohanim from his korban l'hachiyu da'asa. It's coming for this purpose. Hai mi bari loi look at the snanya. It's coming for an entirely different purpose, to tell us who pays for the korban. Rashi explains, the phrase Asher Loi is actually mentioned three times. So each one has a separate lesson. So Asher Loi, the first one is telling you, Mishaloi hu mevi. It's his expense. The Kohen Gadol pays for it. Ve'einoi mevi mishal tzibur. Rather than have the public pay for it. Yochai lo yavi mishal tzibur. Okay, perhaps they don't pay for it. You know why? They have no kapara from it. Shena tzibur miskaper by, because the general public will not be covered by this carbon. Only he will. That explains why we don't charge them. Aval yavi mishal echav akahanama, perhaps the carbon can be sponsored by his brethren, the kahanam. She'echav akahanam miskaper by, because they do get kapara from it. So perhaps they all contribute. Tamaloi mar, once again, asher loi. No, it's exclusively his. His expense. Well, maybe that's only l'chatchila. It's the preferred system. Yochel l'yavi. Perhaps he shouldn't charge them for it. V'mhevi, but if he did, it's still kasher. Tamar lemar. Yet a third time. Shuv, again, asher loi. And we know that pertaining to karbanos, when there's a repetition, hakosav shina alavata repeats la'akev to make it critical. Meaning, it's me'akev. It's not just, the preferred method. It must be his expense, sponsored by the Kohen Gadol himself. So the Asher Loi has been used for this. So why were we bothered by Asher Loi, thinking that it's coming to exclude the Kohanim from Kapara? Answers the Gemara, Tana Hachiko Kashale. The Tana presented his Kasha like this. This is what was bothering him. Why is it that the Kehanim cannot tap into the soyer, the goat belonging to the general public? Why can't they have kapara? Because they're not paying for it. What the pasuk said, it's theirs. And Rashi says, it's a repetition to tell you it's theirs and only theirs. They pay for it. So then, using the same logic, would exclude them from the Kohen Gadol's par. But the iron, namely, chasri by mamayna. There too, they're not paying for it. It's not costing them. Certainly, they're excluded from it. That was the point of difficulty. And on that, the Braisa responded, you're right, v'kamar. And the response was, the pasuk allows him to use his carbon for his beisoi, for his family. Well, guess what? All the kehanim are considered his extended household. They're all called Beisai, and they're covered. Now, let's just go back once again to the Machlekes regarding how the Kohanim get Kapara. Rabbi Yehuda holds, regarding other Averis, they're covered the same way as the rest of the nation, i.e., the Sayyir HaMishtalech, the one that's sent out to the desert. Regarding specific violations of Tumas, Migdash, or Kadoshav, Migdash related issues, then we have a distinction. Yisraelim are addressed by the two goats, the Sar Hanasa Bifnim, the internal goat, and Sar Achitan, the external goat, the Musaf. The Kehanim, they tap into the power of the Kohen Gadol, that's where they get the Kapara. Reb Shimon says, just like they are getting coverage for Tumas Midosh via this power, it's going to cover them for other Averis as well. Instead of the Soyer HaMishtaleach system, which covers for the rest of the nation, they get their Kapara completely from the par. So in effect, they have three elements of Kapara from the same animal, corresponding to the three elements of Kapara that the nation gets from the Soyer HaPnimi, Soyer HaChitzoin, and Soyer HaMishtaleach, each one addressing different issues as we had back in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. So according to Reb Shimon, we fully understand why the par features, in fact, three elements of Kapara, to provide them the coverage that they need. Bishlam the Rabbi Shimon Haim Dachsiv Trei Viduyin, the Kohen Gadol does confession twice on the par. Vidama par, and the actual dam, the blood, the actual par itself, is sort of a third element of kapara. Three corresponding to the three kaparas that the rest of the nation gets from different sources. They can't tap into those, so they have this. Chad, one element is keneged Sor Hanasa Bifnim, corresponding to the internal Sor, that covers for the rest of the nation. V'chad, another element, keneged Sor Hanasa Bachutz, corresponding to the external Sor. V'chad, the third one, keneged Sor HaMishtaleach. So three elements for three aspects of Kapara. El Rabbi Yudah, Rokon Rabbi Yudah. They only require two, because in terms of other Averis, Tumas Midash issues, other Averis, they get covered by way of the Sor HaMishtaleach, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we should only have two elements of kapara required in the par for the kohanim. El Rabbi Yudah Trei Viduyin, V'dam HaPar Lamali. Why do we need two confessions and the blood? Lamali, B'chad Vidui, V'dam Yisagya. Just one confession and one dam. The answer is Echad Loi, V'Echad Labesai. Because firstly, the Kohen Gadol has to address his own deficiencies, cleanse himself, and then he can turn around and take care of everybody else. First, you got to have clean hands, and then you can go tend to the Tanav Yerbi Shmuel, as we learned, Kachi Bidas Adinu Heges, this is the proper system established. Mutav Yovei Zakai Yichapra Lachai. Firstly, you have to be a Zakai. You have to be cleansed yourself. An innocent person can turn around and affect atonement for everybody else. Can serve as a conduit for Kapara, for his family, for the rest of the Val Yovei Chayiv Yichapra Lachai. But if he's still a Chayiv, he's still guilty himself, he can't serve as a means, as a vehicle for transporting and applying kapara for everybody else. So we need three steps here. First, address his own issues, and once he's sort of clean, partially, now he can turn around and help everybody else. Hadron alach shvuah shtayim. Continues the Mishnah. Nu pera. Yidiyas hatuma shtayim shein arba. This is pretty much an elaboration on the on this very line that we had back in the first Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Yidiyas HaTuma involves a fellow who, while in a personal state of impurity, entered either the Mikdash or ate a korban betuma, not realizing what he did. In the classic, case, he would bring a korban oil of a yored, a korban which goes up and down, meaning it's tailored according to his financial standing. If he's able, he brings an animal, otherwise birds, otherwise a mincha. The reason why it's called Yidiyos HaTumah is because awareness, knowledge, knowing that he was Tamei, that's a prerequisite, that's a precondition for triggering a korban. So again, in the classic case of Yidiyos HaTumah, he knew that he was Tamei on Sunday. On Monday, when he interacted with the Migdash or the Kodesh, he forgot that either he is Tamei or forgot that this is Kodesh or Migdash, or he forgot both. And on Tuesday he recalls, he brings a carbon. So we have two categories. So it's two primary and then two secondary. The two primary are stated in the Psukim. He was unaware of the fact that he was Tamei while doing this experience. And the Arba, the additional two, is where he realized that he was Tamei but didn't realize that this is a Kaddish, or this is a Mikdash. Okay, so Yidiyas HaTumah, Shtayim, Shem, Arba, it starts with two, branches into four. And Rashi, back on that base, says that Yidiyas means a knowledge and awareness, because he knew at a certain point, and it slipped his mind, he forgot. So the idea is that he knew, that he forgot, that's what we're talking about. Okay, as follows. Nitma. So let's do the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, scenario. Nitma v'yada, on Sunday he knew that he became tummy. V'nelma v'menu atuma. On Monday slipped his mind that he was tummy. V'zachor sakodesh. But he fully realized that the carbon that he's eating is kodesh. But he didn't realize that he was tummy. So why not, right? Or nela mimenu hakodesh, v'zachor tuma. On the reverse. He didn't realize that this item is kodesh, although he was aware that he was tummy. Or he forgot both. Nelmu mimenu zevezeh. He forgot both things, that he was tummy and this is kodesh. And he proceeded, v'achal hakodesh, and he ate the carbon, without realizing. And on Tuesday, he recalls. It comes back to him. Umisha'achal, after the fact, yada. He becomes aware after the fact. Hareza, he brings a carbon, boilav yerit. These are three sort of variations with respect to eating a carbon bituma. The same exact we have regarding entering the midosh bituma. Nitma, he realized he was tummy. Yada, and he knew. V'nelma, mimenu tuma. Amade, slipped his mind that he was tummy. Berach zachar samigdash, but he fully realized this is a base amigdash. Or the opposite. Nelam, mimenu migdash. He forgot that this is a migdash. Or didn't realize that he was just, you know, over the threshold of the migdash. He didn't realize. V'zachar satum, although he knew he was tummy. Or he forgot both points. Nelam, mimenu zevaseh. He entered the Middash without knowing, without realizing, after the fact he realized, now this applies Echad HaNichnas LaAzara, whether you enter the original Azara area, Echad HaNichnas LaTesefas HaAzara, or if they expanded it, and he entered that into that addition, same thing applies. Because the Kedusha applies equally to the original area or to the expanded area. Shem Masifin Ala'ir of Al-Azaris. Because one may not just expand and enlarge the city of Yerushalayim or the Azores. El B'melech requires a very specific procedure, the whole march. The king was involved, the Navi and the prophet, Burim V'tumim, that was the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol with the name of Hashem inside. The Sanhedrin Shalom Echad, the grand Sanhedrin was involved, which they toided, they had two toida bread. Ubishir, they would sing, they would chant Psukim of Tehillim, Ubezdin Mahalchin, the Bezdin would march, Ushtay Tedes Achreim with the breads behind them, V'chol Yisrael Achreim, the whole nation following them. So regarding the two breads, Hapnim is Nechalas, the internal one, we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what this means, is to be eaten, V'chitzen and Srefas, the external one is burnt. So it wasn't just, you know, abacadabra, it required a very extensive procedure, a whole march, in which case, we learn from the Psukim by Nehemiah when he reestablished Yerushalayim's Kedusha, etc. So anything that's deemed Azara certainly has a full Kedusha of Azara. However, if they expanded, if they established areas not in accordance with this procedure, it doesn't have the same Kedusha. If one enters there in a state of Tumah, he's not liable to a carbon. So far we spoke about a fellow who became Tumah prior to entering. What about Nitma ba'azara? V'nelma mimenu tuma. He was already in the Azara, no problem. And then he became tummy in the Azara. So he entered fine, and now it's not his fault, right? That he became tummy. And he forgot that he's tummy. He didn't realize. Just slipped his mind. V'zachar samigdash, knowing that this is a migdash. Or the opposite. Nela mimenu migdash. For a moment he forgot where he was. V'zachar azara tuma, although he knew that he was tummy. Or he forgot both points. Nela mimenu zevezeh. And he lingered, v'yishtachva, he bowed, v'yishashah, v'yishtachva, he stayed around long enough that you can, long enough that he could bow, or he took the long route out. Chayiv, he's chayiv a carbon. V'ktzara, if he took the shortest way out, then he's pot, because, you know, he's not at fault. Says the Mishnah, zuhi mitzvah saseisha v'mikdash, she'ein chayiv v'nodeh. This pertains to a whole different subject. Rashi says this is based on the relates to the halacha of par helam davar shel tzibur. We know that if the Sanhedrin, the grand court, errors in its ruling in a very serious matter, they permit something which is terribly usur, like something which would be chayiv koras and bring echatas, and they say it's okay. Turns out they were mistaken, and somebody transgressed, they have to bring a special carbon. So suppose they erred in their ruling, and did not require a person who became tummy and a migdash to run out quickly, which is a violation of a very serious mitzvah saseh, send away the tmeim, vishalchum and amachan, right? So the eruv in this regard, as serious as it is, potter, there's no chiyuv of par helam davashal tzibur, because, as we said, that only pertains to something which carries a potential kares, if done purposely, and chatos, and inadvertently, but here it's a carbon oil of a year, totally different category. On the other hand, if they would have erred in their ruling regarding interacting with a woman who's tamei, and they permitted something which is aser, that's also mitzvah saseh, right? So actually, it's a mitzvah saseh in the sense that you have to keep away from her, but violating that is a lo saseh. So it's a similar type of case where he was already in a state of heter. Hayim Hashamish Matayir was involved physically with a woman who's tar. So far, so good, right? But in the middle, she tells him, Tmeis, I just became tummy. Upirish miyad, and he quickly separated Chayev, who'd be Chayev, a carbon. And likewise, if the Sanhedrin issued a ruling to permit it, it would trigger that whole system of parhelim davashal tzibur, because living in this state is an avera. Rashi says he needed to wait until things calmed down. Because his separating in this manner, while he's active, hanola kibiyasa, provides a pleasure for him, just like approaching her. So that would be inappropriate, and he would be liable to a carbon if done in this manner. Likewise, the Sanhedrin would be chayiv if they ruled this is permissible. Continues the Mishnah back to the subject of idiyas hatuma. Rav Lezer im hasheretz venela mimenu. Pasuk speaks about a fellow who forgot about the sheretz. Sheretz is the impure creature which he contacted, which made him tamei. We learn al helam sheretz hu chayiv. Only by forgetting about his tumah and then entering the migdash, etc., is he chayiv a korban. Veinu chayiv al helam migdash. But if he was fully aware that he was tamei, but just slipped his mind that this is a migdash, he would not be chayiv for that. And this sheet of Reb Lezer is in contrast to the Tanakhama, who holds that the chayiv applies regardless, right, of whether he forgot about his tumah or forgot about the migdash. Rabbi Kiva Omer, venela mimenu v'tame. Once again, on this track, that the halam, the forgetfulness, pertains to his state of tumah. Al helam tumah chayiv. Ve'ne chayiv al helam migdash. If he forgot that he was tumah, then he interacted with him, he's chayiv. But if he knew that he was tumah, but it slipped his mind that this is a migdash, he's not chayiv. And then we'll explain what the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer is. However, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, either way, he's chayiv. Whether he forgot that he was tummy, or he forgot that this is a migdash, and that's why it says venelam twice, shtei pa'amim, l'chayev, to make him liable al helam tumah, for forgetting that he was in a state of tumah, or val helam migdash, or forgetting that this is a migdash or kaddish. And the Mishnah began with a number, right? Yedias ha-tumah, 2, which turned into 4. So the question is, why only 4? Because if you count the yediyos means the awarenesses or the forgetfulnesses, we end up with much more than 4. Amulei rapapala by shtayim shein arb. Why is it just 2 which turn into 4? Shtayim shein sheish havin. It's really 6. Why 6? Let's count. Yediyos hatumah tchilu v'soif. The awareness before the fact. Sunday's awareness. And after the fact, Tuesday's awareness. Right? He knew that he was tamei, forgot on Monday, recalled on Tuesday. So that's 2. Yedias HaKadosh, Chilu V'Soif. In the other scenario, we have a fellow who knew that he was tamei all along, but he forgot that this is Kodesh. So he knew on Sunday this is Kodesh, forgot on Monday, and recalled on Tuesday. So it's another 2 Yedias, or in a slightly different variation, where it slipped his mind that this is a Migdash. He knew on Sunday and on Tuesday, forgot on Monday, so that's another 2. Yedias migdash chilav asayif, it's totally 6, not just 4. But tameich, so he responds, according to this calculation, it's not just 6. You should be asking about 8. Tamni havyan, it's really 8. Why? Da'ika tuma de kodesh v'tuma de migdash chilav asayif. He knew that he was tummy on Sunday, forgot on Monday, and recalled on Tuesday. What did he do on Monday? One of 2 things: either he ate kodesh or entered the migdash. So it's really 2 separate cases. right? He knew that he was tamei on Sunday, on Monday he ate kodesh, and on Tuesday he recalled that he was tamei. Or he knew on Sunday that he was tamei, on Monday he forgot that he was tamei, went into the midrash and recalled on Tuesday that he was tamei. So it's really four, plus the other four. Says the Mordechai Kashi, no, that wasn't the problem, because shem tuma achasi. Because these two are really one and the same, just, you know, slightly different variation. Right? Because in both cases, what did he know and forget? That he was tamei. Whether he ate the Migdash, ate the Kadir, entered the Migdash, it doesn't account for a separate category or separate, you know, accounting. So basically, Mkomokim Shis Havin. In any case, we really have six. Again, what are the six? He knew that he was tamei on Sunday. Forgot that he was tamei on Monday. Recalled that he was tamei on Tuesday. So he knew on Sunday, he knew on Tuesday. That's two. Or he knew that he was tamei all along, but it's the Kodesh that he forgot. He knew this was Kodesh on Sunday. On Monday he forgot. On Tuesday he recalled. So that's another two. The knowledge before and the knowledge after. Or, again, he knew that he was tamei all along, but he forgot on Monday. This is the Beis HaMikdash. He knew on Sunday it's a Mikdash. He knew on Tuesday. That's another two. It's a total of six. The truth is, really, we have eight. As we just suggested. So that highlights the question of why just four. It's because Arboi Kamais, the Loi Maisan, Leil De Karb, and Leik Achashav. The four awarenesses that happened pre-episode are not really counted in because they don't really trigger the carbon. It's the recalling after the fact. Arbo Basraisa, the Maisan, Leil De Karb, and Kachashav. You only count the four awarenesses, the recollection after the fact in those four cases. That triggers the carbon. So that's why we mentioned number four. There's another version of Rapapa who goes the other way. Again, Leilam Tam Nihavin, truthfully, we should tally it at eight. We only mention the pre-episode awarenesses, the Sunday Yidiyas, of which there are four in total, corresponding to the four cases. But Boy Kamais, only those pre-episode awarenesses, which are unique to our topic here. The listener b'chalat Torah kula, we don't find that throughout the Torah. Typically, a person inadvertently eats a piece of forbidden fat. As long as he finds that afterwards, he brings a carbon. There's no need to have yediyah before the fact. So that's something unique. That's a unique precondition applicable to yediyah satumah. So that's why we focus on the kachashav. We count it up and we mention it. Arbay bas raisa, but the awarenesses that came after the episode, that's universal. It's nothing unique to yediyah satumah. This new b'chalat Torah kula, it's applicable all over. Like a kachashav, that's why we don't, hone in on that, and it's not part of our calculation. So in any case, it starts off with two, branches to four, which really branches to six, really branches to eight. In terms of why the Mishnah cited the number four, was either because that's the one that triggers the carbon, or because it's unique to Yediyah Satumah. Boy Rapapa. So we speak about Yediyah Batchila. He must have awareness before the episode. Now, how extensive does that Yediyah have to be? Suppose Ne'elmu mimenu hilchos tuma. He realized that he touched something. He touched the sheretz, but didn't realize that it's tamei. Didn't realize that it transfers tuma. Mao, how do we treat this fellow? Is that called yidia? Or since he's unaware of the halachic ramifications, the spiritual effect of what he did, perhaps it doesn't qualify. Now, hey, chidami, what exactly happened? Ilema di lo yada, yisheretz tamei, itzvardeya tamei. Perhaps he was totally in the dark, not realizing which creature transfers tuma. He didn't know whether a sheretz, like a creature like a mouse, which is one of the eight shiratzim that are metamei. He didn't know if that one does the tuma, itzvardeya tamei, or perhaps it's a frog. So he's clueless. What do you mean? Zil kari beiravu. Go learn the cheder. I mean, every kid knows. These are basics. What do you mean he didn't know? Zil kari beiravu. You're right. Loilam diyada tuma sheretz. Certainly he knew the concept. He knew that this thing transfers tuma, but was speaking that it was a bit confusing. It was unclear. Okay, going to naga b'kadasha. He touched a small portion of a sheretz, the size of a lentil, which is the minimum required to transfer tuma, and that much he didn't know. Velo yada kadasha. He didn't realize that this small quantity, imetami ilo imetami, he didn't realize. He didn't know whether it was imetami or not. That's a good question. My, how do we deal with this fellow? Given the yad of the matami sheretz boilam, perhaps it's sufficient that he knew conceptually that a sheretz is matami. So that qualifies. That's the idea. That's called knowing. He knew the concept. He knew he touched. Or you can say, even the kadasha leyada, even matame ele matame. See, he didn't realize that adasha, in fact, has the power to transfer tumma. So that lack of knowledge is called halamahi. That's considered unawareness, since he wasn't fully cognizant of the effect of his state of tumma. In which case, it doesn't qualify as yediyah. He didn't have full awareness on Sunday. He didn't realize, you know, he didn't internalize the full ramification of what happened. So perhaps it doesn't qualify as yediyah b'tchila. He didn't know before the fact, and he doesn't bring a carbon. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Here comes another similar question regarding the Migdash. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ben Bavel, a fellow who resides, you know, outside Eretz Yisrael. Shal Eretz Yisrael, traveled up to Eretz Yisrael. And Taisa says, we're speaking perhaps nowadays, there's no building, there's no Eretz Migdash. And he didn't realize where the Migdash is. Vinela Mimena Mokhe Migdash. He knew there was a Beis HaMikdash. He knew there's a place which is considered. But he didn't know the exact location. And inadvertently, he walks into the Mokhe HaMikdash while he's Tamimau. How do we treat this fellow? He knew about the Migdash, but not location. Is that called Yediyah? Is that called awareness before the fact? Says the Gemara Liba Deman. You know, this question that was posed by Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's opinion are we following here? Are we going like Rabbi Kiva? The boy Yediyah b'tchila who requires awareness before the episode. Halay mechayev al halay mikdash. But in the Mishnah he clearly says that if a person was unaware that this was a mikdash, he's not chayev. The only chayev if you forget that you're tami. But not, so this case wouldn't be applicable anyways. Iyali b'Rabbi Shmuel the mechayev al halay mikdash. Okay. Perhaps like Rabbi Shmuel who says, even forgetting about the actual Migdash qualifies for a carbon, but guess what? Halei ba yidiya b'tchila, he doesn't have this prerequisite. He doesn't require awareness before the fact, so it's not really pertinent. It's not really required. So what are we asking? Litzrich, oh, must be Aliba the Rebbe. Going like Shitas Rebbe, oh. Who adopts an element, an aspect of both Shitas. First, the ba yidiya b'tchila. He says yidiya before the fact is a condition. And number two, Machayev al halei Migdash. He says, even if you forget or don't realize that this is a Makam Migdash, you chayiv a carbon. Plus, he says, Va'amar, Yediyah is based Rabbi Shmo Yediyah. The fact that he got an education back in the yeshiva, so he learned the concepts, he learned the facts, that's considered knowing. Even if perhaps he didn't know exactly as it was happening, 100%. So the question will be, my. So what about this case? He knew about a Migdash, he learned about a Migdash, but never really realized where it is, which caused him to walk into the Makam Migdash, not realizing this is the Makam Migdash while he was Tam. So shall we say, Kivan the Yada Dika Migdash Boilam, since he knew way back when he learned that there is a Migdash, Yediyah, that's sufficient to be considered Yediyah, or you can say, Kivan the Makam Yadli, since he didn't fully internalize the location, Halomahi, that's called unawareness. So since he's lacking the proper idea, he will not bring a carbon. Take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Okay, so in summation, we learned about the Parakah and Gadol, who it covers for. We learned about the various cases of idea satuma. We learned how the process required to, procedure required for expansion and for establishing tumah of Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Azura, which we're going to see in the next daf, actually, Bez Hashem. We spoke about rushing out of the Migdash, in a case where he got Tami inside. And we concluded with two cases of Safek regarding the definition of Yediyah Satuma. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.